At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pitbull, Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go paper-tarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Gambling was something that I did.
This is Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble.
One of my bookies died at the kitchen table.
A podcast vehicle for Dan to talk about his love of gambling.
One bet, another bet, another bet.
Without doing the actual gambling.
You're a coward!
It's easy to have a scapegoat.
And now, joined by Bad Larry, Shayen Irving, and Dylan the Graphics Guy.
I have friends.
Here's Dan Patrick.
Alrighty, here we go. It's another week and a lot to recap. We have Dylan the Graphics Guy. We have P.A. Ray. We have Marvin. We have Shayen Irving and Bad Larry joining us from the Jersey Shore.
No, Dan, I'm on 91. On my way to Maine, and now the two girls are telling me I have to pull over. I can't talk to you. Hang on.
The Xanax girl, is she there?
She's here, yep. Oh.
Tell her I said hello.
Yeah. Is she driving?
Yeah.
Why
didn't you stop in?
Xanax, I take the better driver.
The more Xanax girl. She takes it. The more Xanax she takes, the better driver I am.
I'm sure the cops would totally agree, too.
Wow.
I love her.
Okay, so it's your wife and her sister.
Correct.
And your guys are driving to Maine.
Heading up to Cape Elizabeth, yes.
Why didn't you stop in?
I'm an hour beyond you guys, and I thought about it to surprise, and then, you know, girls didn't want to kill an hour and then kill another half hour on a show. So it's Easter week, Dan. I got to get up there for happy hour.
Well, you could have started here. I'm surveying the landscape here in our podcast room, and it looks like there might be some beverages in here.
We even bought beer for you, Larry.
Yeah,
you
we have beer. Yeah, beer in here. There's some guys drinking White Claw in here.
Dudes.
Oh,
you're not a dude if you're drinking a White Claw.
What is with
dude
the
move?
What's with the White Claw slander?
I don't know. I grew up a man.
don't assume my bender, Dan.
I apologize.
You're not drinking anything.
Sounds like you had a father figure in your life.
I do. He's just gay.
By the way, you know who Dylan looks like?
Ron Jeremy.
No,
gotten that a lot.
Okay, kind of. But is it Sam Bankman-Fried? The Bitcoin guy?
Yeah.
I think y'all share a rabbi, too.
If he had a stash.
Yes. I think
they're going to get him like 50 years.
Yeah, they're throwing the book at him. And probably his rabbi, too, honestly.
Can you see Picture Day Ray just brought up?
Of all the like Pablo Escobar and Ron Jeremy and all the comparisons I've gotten, the Sam Bankman-Fried might be the most offensive one.
Oh, it is. Now, are those people who got all that money, are they subjected to penalties.
Like, what do you mean? He stole a bunch.
Larry David and Tom Brady.
Tom Brady got $45 million.
Oh, yeah. You mean the advertisements and shit?
Well, they paid him as a spokesperson.
Oh, man.
I don't think, but I feel like that would probably be easy to get off in court, I think.
But do they have to pay that back?
No way.
I don't think so. I mean, assume you're like, it was any other company and you were a spokesperson for them. They're paying you. You don't know that behind the scenes necessarily they're just fucking stealing money.
Okay.
Like a pro. Better than anybody's ever done it.
Well, for a little bit.
Yeah. Better than Bernie. Bernie Madoff. He beat the shit out of Bernie Madoff and how much he stole.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah. He stole way more than Bernie.
Okay. nobody made money on this show. Bad Larry, five and a half. Oh, here we go. Bad Larry plus 5.5. Dylan minus 16. Shay minus 7. That's on the year.
Mm-hmm. Bad Larry win a unit
post Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. Larry lost 2 units. Dylan won 1, and Shay lost 3. Let me see. Recapping Bad Larry. Anything you want to recap? You usually bitch and moan about something.
I think I went like 4-4 or 5-5. I don't have it in front of me, and I'm driving, Dan, and I'm getting the evil eye from 2 women right now.
Ugh. Okay.
They want me to pull over and do this, and I just don't want to stop.
Well, you can pull over.
Can't you? Do you have like Bluetooth in your car, Larry? Can you fucking talk and drive
at
the same time?
No way. He's got a 96 Caprice.
That was a stupid question.
But I don't want the women hearing you guys talk.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I can put it on speakerphone, but Shay sometimes goes off the rail, and I don't want the women knowing hearing that.
Blaming me.
As long as they don't bring up Jerome Powell, they'll be fine.
Yeah, Jerome Powell, Janet Yellen. Don't bring up the federal government. We'll be just fine, Larry.
By the way, I told you to take Grand Canyon against St. Mary's. I don't think anybody listened to me.
I got fucking smoked on that.
Shay, anything to recap here?
Fucking favorites were 15-1 straight up, Danny. Yeah. Looks lost, I lost. Sounds like I'm a sharp better. Thank you very much.
You did give us Sammy P in Kentucky.
Oh, you should have seen the vitriol on the Twitter, Danny. I got murdered. A lot of people hating on me.
Well, when you give people bad information, they're going to come after
you.
I do that all the time.
I know. But, Sammy P. from Chicken Dinner, winner, winner, Chicken Dinner,
he got killed,
he
too.
Should go hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jack Golke ate his fucking lunch.
Yes, he said, I like Kentucky Final Four.
He did say, to be fair, they play a zone that Kentucky's never seen. So they're going to give him some fits. Like, he didn't take him in the spread. He didn't do any of that shit. But, of course, I blocked that out. And
they still should have won the game.
Hell yeah, they should have. I mean, they're talking about losing Cal. They're not going to.
Did anyone know that Oakland was in Michigan?
Yes.
I didn't.
Commuter school.
I was thinking it was, like, Oakland, California. And then the team came out, and I was like, that doesn't seem like that's Oakland.
Oakland barely has high schools, let alone a college. I can't imagine.
I cover sports for a living, Dylan. That's why I don't know about you. What do you do for a living?
I do, too. I didn't know where fucking Oakland College was.
They've been good.
This season? Like, in the past?
Yes.
And they've not made the
tournament
before?
The guy kept his job for 40 years. Do you
40.
Think? Yeah. It's hard to keep a job for 5 years.
And Ray should know this. Oakland plays Michigan State pretty much every year, right?
Yeah, like almost on a yearly basis.
But you
basis.
Knew where Oakland was.
I did because my grandfather had a cup of coffee there. That's about it.
Okay. What the fuck?
A cup.
But hell did your grandfather tell you about a cup of coffee?
Like, he was there for a
he
short
was there
amount
for
of time.
A short amount of time. Didn't really stick around there.
Mm. You've heard the expression having a
no
cup of coffee? Like, you get
never.
Called up to the majors, you know?
No,
up
no.
For a cup of coffee?
Never heard that.
Okay. Dylan, you, wow. you were consistently shitty. I mean,
I did pretty well, actually, then.
Well, really?
Yeah. Well, so all the fucking Formula One bets screwed me. But
I mean, you won one.
I went 8-5 with March Madness.
You lost all your Formula One.
Yes. Duke has any money line, though, against BYU?
Yeah.
You had Final Four parlay, Nebraska, Purdue, Arizona, Illinois.
3 of the 4.
You were there. I got to give you credit, but that's a loser. Okay. That turns, now we turn our attention to Bad Larry. Have you pulled over to the side of the road?
I have not, Dan. I'm still barreling towards the Connecticut line.
Okay.
Can you read my picture?
No,
I sent them in this morning.
Okay, here we go. Bad Larry has...
I appreciate it.
Okay, you have the over on Illinois and Iowa State at 146.5.
Yep.
Okay. So this is offense versus defense. Illinois offense, Iowa State defense.
Right, but I know Illinois is going to be pushing the ball all day. I think that's an easy over.
Right.
So my two favorite bets are that over there and Marquette tonight. Or tomorrow night, whenever they
tomorrow.
Play.
That'd be tomorrow night. We'll get to that in a moment. Connecticut, right. San Diego State, you have the over at 136.
Right, but I think I bet three overs. As I say, life's too short to bet.
No, I'm just – you don't have to give me an explanation. I'm just telling you. I'm saying UConn, San Diego State, over 136. And then you could say yes. And then I go
yes.
Clemson, Arizona, over 152.5.
Yes, thank
okay.
you, Dan.
All right. San Diego State getting 11 against UConn.
Yeah, I think UConn's going to win the game, but they have to have one game that they're a little worried about. I think this might be it.
Okay, North Carolina minus 4.5 against Alabama.
Yeah, just had to pick it. Not really too happy with that bet.
Yeah. Alabama scores a lot.
I like Bama.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Friday matchups, Creighton, Tennessee, you have the over 144.
Creighton pushes the ball pretty well also. I got Creighton as a Final Four team for me.
Okay.
And I bet it at plus 900 a long time ago. So I need to, what is it? That's tomorrow night also.
Uh-oh. Marquette minus 6.5 against NC State.
Love that.
Okay. Duke plus 4 against Houston.
Needed an underdog.
I'm going to say that's a yes.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. Gonzaga plus 5.5 against Purdue. I'm trying to help you, Larry.
I know. I don't have the sheet in front of me, Dan. I sent it in this morning.
Okay. Gonzaga plus 5. These are questions I'm asking. You have Gonzaga plus 5.5 versus Purdue?
Yes.
Okay. There we go. Shea and Irving, your turn.
Time for America to shine, Danny. March Madness, I guess I'll still bet on it. Zona laying 7.5 against Clemson. I think they get exposed.
Wait, why are you down on March Madness?
Because it sucks for me. It's just painful. I just lose a lot of money every year.
That's the fun part.
It reminds me of bowl season. Like, you can have a great year, and then bowl season comes around, and you get fucking murdered, especially now with the transfer portal and all that shit. And same with college basketball. You have a decent year, think you know how to read the fucking market, and then the March Madness comes and you just get cornholed violently.
All right.
Cyclones laying 1.5 against Illinois. Bama plus 4.5 against the Tar Heels. I like this. Okay. I like Bama here.
All right, so Arizona minus 7.5 against Clemson. Mm-hmm. Iowa State minus 1.5. Alabama getting 4.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And now on to God's greatest creation.
Bad Larry, you didn't have any baseball picks?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, But I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
No. I didn't. No, but what are you going to pick? Over-unders for the year?
You can pick whatever you want. I'm just curious because you're somebody.
Opening day is today. Yeah. What do you mean?
But we do the show on Thursday. We're going to bet a Friday baseball game or a Thursday baseball game?
Yes.
I will be betting baseball, but.
Okay, you normally.
No, I don't have. I didn't look at any baseball for the show.
That's
no,
all you needed to say.
Wait. Actually, I did bet the other day over the Mets at 80.5 or 81.5.
I thought it was 70 something. Am I crazy? I thought it was like 78.
I'm telling you, because 81-81, we win.
I agree.
But it was 80. It was 80.5 for the Mets.
Okay.
And I bet that over.
I like
that. So I'm
going to
put that one out on the show.
Okay. How about the A's at 57.5 wins?
Brutal.
Spicy. I kind of want to take the over. I might actually take
the over.
Take
the under?
No, take the over.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Shea, opening day.
Yeah. Americana. I got the Cardinals plus 190 against the gambling addicts. I got the Rays laying 130
I don't know if
against
you could
the communists.
Call the Dodgers as gambling addicts.
They got a problem, Danny. $4.5 million, that is a problem.
That you would say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got the Rays laying 130 against the commies. I got
that'd
the,
be the Blue Jays. Yeah. No, they're commies.
Yeah. I got the world champions laying 120 against the Cubs. I'll just say Cubs. Yeah. Chicago. Red Sox Mariners under 7.5. Twinkies laying 120 against the Royals. San Fran San Diego over 3.5 in the first five. This is an auto bet for me.
This
is an auto. When Yu Darvish is on the fucking mound, he loves. I think he's given up more
first inning.
Yes. Loves giving up the dingers in the first inning.
Two bombs in the first inning.
All day. It's all I need.
And then he'll finish with like 11 strikeouts.
Exactly. Like bang bang. 116 pitches, 12 strikeouts, 3 dingers in the first three.
3 hits, 3 home runs.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're under. It's 3 runs instead of 3.5.
Don't do. Why would you put that curse
on?
I
just pointed
at
my bad. What
else?
We'll
call it 4 home runs.
You have some over-unders since you thought ahead of time that the season was starting?
I've been looking forward to
this shit. Unlike Larry?
Yeah.
Okay. The Red Sox under 77.5?
Yep, correct.
All right. Astros under 94.
Hate them. Another fucking cheater.
Okay. But are you betting against them because you hate
them?
That's
an emotional bet, absolutely.
Okay, all right. Yep. Brewers over 80.5 wins.
Undervalued, yep.
Phillies over 89.5.
I think they take the East.
Okay. Baltimore.
Bomber.
Wins the East.
Yeah.
Plus 300. Phillies win the East. Plus 280.
Hedge magic coming.
All right. And then you've got even more.
Yeah.
Two units. Cardinals to win the Central.
Yeah.
Cardinals to win the World Series.
Oh, yeah.
Plus 3,000. Didn't they have like 72 wins last year?
Yeah, undervalued team. Undervalued.
I hope for your
sake.
They
make moves. They make fucking moves midseason. This is a bet on the future. I like it.
Baltimore to win the World Series.
Yeah.
All right. Mets to win the World Series.
Love this bet.
Plus 5,500.
Mm-hmm.
Phillies.
You can just auto fade them when it comes to September. You can just bet against the fucking
the
Mets
wheels
for
will
2 weeks straight
will come
to
off.
Hedge that.
Phillies to win the World Series plus 1,500 and Braves to win the World Series plus 450.
Yeah.
All right. And that brings us to Dylan.
All righty, Dan. So I got a bet on every Sweet 16 game.
Yes.
Naturally.
Okay.
Clemson money line against Arizona plus 250. Clemson's hot. They look very good, actually. And this is, I mean, I have Arizona winning it all, so this is a little bit of a hedge, but this is primetime Arizona shit the bed territory. They made it, I'm surprised they made it this far, to be quite frank. San Diego State plus 11 against UConn. UNC minus 4.5 against Bama. I saw something that's like one seeds against four seeds in the Sweet 16 have like a crazy record against the spread, like almost undefeated.
Fucking great.
Yeah. Just for your information.
All right, thank you.
Illinois money line against Iowa State. That's even money. Marquette minus 6.5 against NC State. Gonzaga plus 5.5 against Purdue. Houston minus 4 against Duke. I actually think they kicked the shit out of Duke. And then Tennessee minus 3 against Creighton.
Okay. And baseball?
Baseball. I got the Astros minus 1.5 against the Yankees today, plus 130. And then a couple futures. I, like my esteemed associate over here, also have the Mets to win the World Series at 55-1. Because of all the years when everything is in fucking shambles, right, this is when they would win the World Series. Mm. Not when they have 5 All-Stars on their rotation. Okay. Pirates to win NL Central plus 1,200.
We did this last year.
We did. Last year was like 35-1. So we're heading in the right direction, Dan.
They won 76 games last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
About to be double that.
Oh, wow. That'd be a lot.
And then, actually, I like this a lot. Mariners to win the AL West,
boo,
plus 285.
Boo. Pretty tough sledding in the AL West
there.
It is.
I mean, realistically, the Astros probably going to win it, but it's a little value pick.
And then Julio Rodriguez wins the MVP.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Oh, and actually, I'm going to add the A's over 57.5.
Okay. Over awesome. 57, yeah. Okay. Bad Larry is on the way to Maine with his wife and his wife's sister. And anything you would like to say before we let you go on your merry way?
No, I'm. First of all, girls, are we going to Randelli? Look it up for me. I got to get off pretty soon for lunch. I want to hear what Shay's opinion of P. Diddy is.
Oh, he's fucked. He's busted. Did you see his drug mule got popped with cocaine?
The Syracuse basketball player?
Yeah, got busted right in front of him. He was like, these aren't mine. This is
that's that guy.
My employee over here, this college-educated
drug
mule. That is not
my cocaine.
What an idiot.
I saw a picture of the two of them together, and it looked hilarious.
That's tough to get caught in a private plane with dope. Like, that means somebody has to know you have it on you, and they come get it.
That's how Juice WRLD died.
Who?
Juice WRLD, the rapper. He had like a bunch of, he had a shit ton of pills, and they were basically told, like, when you land, like, the feds are going to be waiting for you. So he ate them all and died.
Why didn't he flush them?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ. It's like the first time his kids are busted. Amateur hour over here.
Pussies.
I should be teaching a TED fucking masterclass about this shit. But yeah, they raided two of P. Diddy's homes. And
yeah, I saw that. That was a couple days ago. But didn't he fly his plane down to Antigua or something?
It was empty.
He wasn't on it.
Yeah, he wasn't even on it. Did you see they sent like the army to go hit his houses?
Yeah,
like, that's when you know somebody has been cooperating.
Sure. Yeah, they turned him upside down too. The pictures, they were thorough.
I've been hit before. I will say the police usually overestimate the dangers. They can get their fucking toys out on the road, and they act like, oh, because he's got a violent past. If they have a snitch that just says this dude is unruly and on head meds, and it has an affinity towards pistols, they will send in the fucking army, even though you're just sitting at your mama's house smoking a joint.
And that happened to you?
Yeah. Door got kicked in.
What did mom say?
She wasn't there.
Oh.
My brother and I were getting stoned, and door got kicked in, and I tried to like run out the back, and I looked out the back, and there were fucking even more cops, and I had this visor on. Shout out to the detective that fucked this up. I had this visor on back in the day. I was like 18 years old, and it had a side pouch. Remember Ruse, the tennis shoes?
Yeah.
They had that side pouch for the condom. You just put cocaine in there. So I had a Volcrum hat, a visor that had a little pocket on the side, and I had a couple grams in there of cocaine. And they're cuffing me up, and my brother's like, hey, give me my fucking hat back. So he took it off my head, beat a felony charge right there. Didn't beat the other ones they arrested me for until much later, but he saved me a felony charge. It was sweet.
A nice little cherry on top.
Yeah, it's what family's for, brother. But yeah, they kicked in the door. They were fucking coming heavy. It was bullshit.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's not.
I skated on the charges, by the way. I skated. It just took a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Time heals all wounds.
Not guilty, bitch. Dallas County, motherfucker.
Yes, Marvin.
Again, it's good to be white.
Yeah. It was great. Yeah. I had the shadiest attorney in the world, too.
His pants were loose.
Oh, yeah.
A bad Larry, safe travels there, and my best to MB.
Thank you, guys. Shay, good luck. I see you have one team left in that Final Four. Someone sent me your Final Four picks. Good luck.
Need Oregon.
Dylan, always a pleasure, boy. Ray, Marv. Thanks. Bye, Dan.
Bye.
Have fun,
that's
Larry.
Bad Larry.
Safe driving.
Shay and Irving podcast, wherever you get your podcast available, and everything is good at home, so therefore the podcast is probably
back burner stuff? Like it's not
boiling? No, we did. We had Sammy P on last week, which ruined my Twitter account. And we got DJ of the Year honors coming up. We got a bracket challenge too, where we're gonna give away some. The prize is I don't know if I can say it on the air, but it's gonna be interesting when they receive it.
A toolkit.
It's a toolkit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a toolkit. It's safety. It's a safety kit, really.
Is Puff a one seed?
I was gonna say P Diddy in the running for D-Gen.
No, he's up there. But so is this interpreter now. The interpreter fucked everything up.
Yeah.
Big time. Yeah. But there's a couple of them that are surprise ads.
Yes, Marv.
Hold on. So Luther Campbell from Two Live Crew, Uncle Luke, he said in an interview recently, maybe yesterday, that he used to leave the parties before it got too crazy at P Diddy's house. If Luke, me so horny, leaves the parties before it gets too crazy, that's when you know.
He not so horny.
No,
he was doing. I think he was doing some like weird sexual shit too. Yeah. Like,
well, that's what he got rated for.
His producer.
So I don't understand, like sex trafficking.
Yeah.
A grown woman. I don't understand.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Well, I think they can stick that. I think like procuring prostitution.
Yeah, if you bring a hooker across state lines, I know that law. I know that law. But if you just got somebody who's
compact, right?
Yeah. It's something like that. It's a commerce clause. It's in the Constitution. Can't bring a whore across state lines. Everybody knows that. But if you're in trouble for sex trafficking and he was still dating this woman at the same it's
really weird.
I don't understand it. Yeah. I don't understand it, but I know he's in deep fucking
doo-doo.
Yeah,
it says connection to allegations of sex trafficking, sexual assault, and solicitation and distribution of illegal narcotics and firearms.
Yeah, they're going to fuck him for the drugs.
The drugs and guns thing, obviously, you're beat. Like, you're going to get beat to hell on that.
The sex trafficking thing, they'll probably have, that's going to be more of like a
pleaded down.
Proving that actual charge.
I don't know, man. It sounds like he was a fucking maniac. He blew up Kid Cudi's car. Did you hear about that?
Oh, yes.
Really?
His girl was like dating Kid Cudi with some, you know, they were probably doing acid and counting the stars or some fucking lame shit. And he was so mad about it. He was like, I'm going to blow that dude's car up. And she was like, no, you're not. Don't do it, please. And then like a week later, that car got blown the fuck up in the driveway. Just lit up.
Coincidence.
Yeah, like a Christmas tree. That means he loves you.
That's called passion.
Yeah.
Can I add one?
Sure. Yeah.
Just add another D-Gen
of the
Year.
Sam Bankman-Fried. Yeah. What more do you have?
He can be in the D-Gen of the Year thing.
Oh, he's up there. Oh, yeah.
Just Nickelodeon as a whole.
Oh, my God. Dude, so my kids watch that shit. And if you really pay attention to some of them shows,
it
like
is raunchy.
Weird as fuck.
Yeah.
Like two dudes, like that Ray, what's the name of the Danger Force show where the guys, Captain Man, watch this shit. Captain Man's like a 40-year-old single dude, and his sidekick is like a 12-year-old boy, who prepubescent, like motherfucker ain't gone through puberty yet, and they hang out together all the time, and there's like hugs and weird innuendo, weird shit. My kids are watching this. I'm like, turn this fucking weird shit off right now. They don't get it. That's it. Captain Man hanging out with a boy. With a boy.
With that,
this ain't Thailand.
With that, we leave you this week. And good luck with your baseball bets, March Madness. And we look forward to talking to you next week here on Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. On sale now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.